We continue our coverage of the House committee investigating January 6th. They ended their final meeting today by unanimously voting to recommend criminal charges against former President Trump. And they have recommended four Republican lawmakers to the House Ethics Committee for not complying with subpoenas. Here's committee chair Benny Thompson, a Democrat from Mississippi, in his opening remarks this afternoon.
But as the country, we remain in strange and uncharted waters. We've never had a president of the United States stir up a violent attempt to block the transfer of power. I believe nearly 2 years later, this is still a time of reflection and reckoning. If we are to survive as a nation of laws and democracy, this can never happen again.
Let's bring in Will Hurd, a former Republican congressman from Texas. Mr. Hurd, thanks for being with us.
Jane's pleasure to be on with you.
Well, tell me what you make of these criminal referrals for the former president.
Sure. I think those were expected. And I'll have to say this. Benny Thompson and I are not on each other's Christmas card list. But I think the way he's managed his committee over the last 18 months is commendable. And they've had an impact. For example, I think 18 months ago when I'd be out speaking, I refer to what happened on January 6th as an insurrection, and people would come up to me and say, "Congressman, you're wrong," you know, and they would criticize me, and I'd say, "Well, what word would you use to describe what happened on January 6th?" And a lot of them would say a tour, which is obviously outrageous. Mm-hmm. But as the committee hearings changed, and I still got challenged about the use of my terminology, it changed to people saying it was a riot. Now, that is a long way from saying it was a tour to saying it was a riot. And I think the work that January 6th committee has done has made an impact. But I think now it's in DOJ's hands mm-hmm. to follow up. I think many people are going to be frustrated with the speed at which we're probably going to see the Department of Justice move on this. And the Department of Justice should use its full force in evaluating these charges. But I also think in order for us as a country to move on and to finally once and for all get rid of Donald Trump, he needs to be beaten in a Republican primary. And that is what is going to put the proverbial nail in that coffin. And that's going to require a lot of people who vote in general elections but don't vote in primaries to change that behavior and finally start voting in primaries. That's how we make sure we get beyond this time of reckoning that Chairman Thompson was talking about.
In addition to the criminal referrals for the former president, four members of Congress were referred to the House Ethics Committee for not complying with the committee's subpoenas. They are Republicans Kevin McCarthy, Jim Jordan, Scott Perry, and Andy Biggs. McCarthy, of course, is trying to become the next Speaker of the House. How are Republicans reacting to this, and how should the Republican Party seek accountability given these referrals?
Well, ultimately, I think how they're reacting is they're probably going to say this is outrageous. I haven't seen kind of what their public statements have been made. But ultimately, if you're trying to be a leader of an institution, you're going to have to follow that institution's laws. Jim Jordan is likely to be the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, which has subpoena authority. If Kevin McCarthy becomes speaker, and that's still a big if, trying to potentially wield that subpoena authority. You can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't not follow those rules when you're in the minority and then expect other people to follow that when you're in the majority. And ultimately, I think what most voters want to see from their elected officials is ideological consistency. And so I think that is something that erodes, that's going to ultimately erode their authority, having not participated in this process.
So I've got about 30 seconds left. If the DOJ does not prosecute the former president, or if the Ethics Committee doesn't act on these recommendations, to your point just now, what message does that send?
Well, the message that it sends is that the public need to step up and take the control themselves, and that the way you do that in a democracy is by voting. And one way to do that, we're going to have an opportunity in a little bit over a year in order to send a clear message. The public sent a clear message in 2022, they said, hey, we want serious people to focus on serious issues, and we've got to send that message again in 2024.
That is former Republican Congressman Will Hurd. Mr. Hurd, thank you for being here, for sharing your thoughts on the criminal referrals leveled at former President Trump and several of his associates by the January 6th committee today. Thank you.
Thank you, Jane.